I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vice President Kamala Harris reacting last evening after former President Trump's longest serving chief of staff warned about his former boss. Karen Travers is with the Harris campaign. Karen, what is her reaction?
Yeah, this was a multi-part reaction from the vice president yesterday. She came out and spoke at the vice president's residence before traveling to the Philadelphia suburbs for that CNN town hall. And earlier in the day, she had said that this is a window into who Donald Trump really is. She says from the people who know him best, who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room, you know, reacting to this these comments from former chief of staff for Donald Trump and retired four-star Marine General John Kelly, who says he believes that Trump fits the definition of a fascist. Later then last night, this, of course, came up at the town hall right out of the gate. And the vice president said that she agrees with Kelly on this. She was asked flat out, do you think Trump is a fascist? And she says, yes, I do. I also believe the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted. You know, big thing she kept saying is that Kelly's comments, you know, somebody who knows Trump very well, should be seen as a 911 call to the American people, that they should understand what would happen if he were back in the White House. And she said, you know, Kelly's not a political person. So the fact that he is saying this at this time means people should take him seriously.
What is coming up today for the vice president?
Very busy day today. She is going to be in Georgia doing some, we expect, stops before a big rally tonight in Atlanta with former President Barack Obama. This is the first time that she has appeared on the campaign trail with him. He has done many events at this point in the last couple of days. But Bruce Springsteen is also going to be there. This is part of their Get Out the Vote concert series called When We Vote, We Win. Springsteen is doing this one and then another one in Philadelphia in a couple of days. But this is all about trying to energize and mobilize their voters in that critical battleground.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers with the Harris campaign.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.